Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, your host for the next hour, and we've just got so much wonderful information to share with you. But remember, with the Donna Sebo Show, you always want to be sure you have a pad of paper and a pen handy, because we've got some wonderful, wonderful information that you're going to want to make a note about. So keep that handy, and remember, you always have toll-free numbers to call into during the program, 877-876-5227. That's international, 877-876-5227, or 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. We have a wonderful guest this afternoon. He's a man that does things I think so many of us would just love to do. He's a man that has a spirit and the soul of an adventurer. He spends his work days a few miles above the earth, flying. He cruises along at about 400 knots with the lives of hundreds of people in his hands. But he's written a book called If There's One Thing I've Learned, and it's about 87 extraordinary people who reveal their moments of truth. My guest this afternoon is James Green. And James, are you calling in from Long Island, New York?
I am, Donna. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, it's an absolute delight. I think your book, not only is it inspirational, but it gives so much in the way of mental, I'll call it mental nutrition, that I think we should always have around us whenever we're going through our different circumstances in life that challenge us. Now, you decided, and I'm quoting from your book, a long time ago, that you would listen to the whisper and not let life pass you by, and that you were going to live your life without regrets. For
right.
someone to make a decision like that, what was the experience or a series of experiences that got you to that point of determining that attitude?
Well, all through my teens and early 20s, I knew that I was kind of all wrapped up with fear, you know, afraid of the working world, afraid of the opposite sex, afraid to travel. And I read a story one day that kind of scared me, and it was about a young guy who one day heard his adult relatives in the next room complaining about how they wasted their lives. And that conversation changed his life. He vowed that he wouldn't waste his life, and he made a big list of things he always wanted to do. And when I read his story, I said, gee, I'm going to end up like those adults in the next room complaining about how I wasted my life. So it was that fear of wasting my life that helped push me past some of these smaller fears. And I did begin to travel and to take chances and do things, and I'm still doing it.
Now, you have so many wonderful stories. How was it that people were so comfortable sharing with you these very personal experiences that they had?
Well, you know, Donna, that's funny. I think you hit on an interesting thing, and that is everybody loves to talk about themselves deep down.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I know I do. So it's once you make people realize, hey, I'm not going to use your real name, and, you know, we don't really know each other that well, so I don't know who your Uncle Steve is or your neighbor is, so just talk into my digital recorder here. Tell me about something maybe that you wish you had done differently in life, and then the information just flows out of them.
Amazing. There's one story in here, and you titled it The Pretty Lady. It was about Lori, who's a retired elementary school teacher. Now, all of these people were of different ages, but some of these stories really touched my heart and mind. And Lori was one of them. Tell us about Lori.
Yes, well, actually, just help me out, Donna, because I think there were two Loris. You said she was the one who ended up as... Was she the one who ended up as the travel agent? I'm sorry, help me out with that.
Okay, well, this one, this is the Lori that always felt she was ugly.
Oh, right, Donna. Yes, okay. Yes, I'm sorry, you said that. Right, and this was a very touching story, because this here's a woman who I guess, had every right to just say boo-hoo-hoo her whole life, but she didn't. She kind of took the bad self, the feelings she had about herself, her self-worth and her self-image, and she turned things around. She was, by her own definition, an unattractive young lady, and her family let her know that she was unattractive, and they didn't support her or help her in any way emotionally. And so she grew up with this horrible self-image, overweight, unattractive, and she just had a little interesting experience one day that made her realize, hey, I can't live the rest of my life like this. Why is it that I hate myself so much? And from that moment on, she began to exercise, become more outgoing, introduce herself to people, and it really transformed her life. And so I put that in the book to help people see that, you know, hey, look at what this woman did. She did it in her 60s, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's correct.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, I want people to say, look, it's not all about people in their 20s and 30s changing their life. Look at this person, 60s, you know, making a change.
And what's so wonderful about the stories that you have, and by the way, those of you who are tuned into the broadcast, the title of the book is If There's One Thing I've Learned. And James Green is my guest. This is a man who travels all over the world. He has encountered people from all kinds of levels of life, and they just opened up to him sharing these wonderful, wonderful stories. And the reason he wanted to put this book out was because he felt that when you can share what other people's experiences have been, maybe what they're in the process of going through, maybe you'll find in these stories some of the inspiration you need to know that you can make the changes in your life that are very, very significant. And I think that there are so many things, James, that you share in your book. How did putting this book together change your mind, your attitudes, and your life?
Don, I think that the most significant thing, the most important thing that happened to me was, you know how Ebenezer Scrooge gets a glimpse of his possible future in time to change his life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a moment like that when I interviewed a gentleman way early on in the project. He was out in Seattle, 58 years old at the time of the interview, and he told me a very touching story about how he had ignored his boy when his boy was young, and he had broken promises to his son when his son was young, and they don't speak now as adults, you know. And he said it has nothing to do with some of those particular stories back then about maybe breaking promises. But he said, not a day goes by that I don't regret that, that I don't wish that I had been a better dad. And when he told me that, man, the hair on the back of my neck stood up because in him I saw myself. And regardless of the terrific praise the book has received, for me that one interview was worth the whole trouble, the whole blood, sweat, and tears of doing this, because it made me change my life, and I now spend more time with my son, because no matter what, I don't want to end up like that gentleman.
My guest this hour is James Green. The name of his book, If There's One Thing I've Learned, and this is a wonderful book to pick up. You can open it up at random. You can take and read each of the 87 stories. And they're not long, drawn-out stories, but each of them have a particular message. Now, we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be telling some more of these stories. And keep in mind, these are real people, people that go through their own challenges and wanted to share with James something of what turned their life around, something that had an impact on them. When we come back, we'll be talking about a police officer and some other fine people. So don't you go away. I'm Donna Sebo. This is an Hour of Mind Power. We're so glad you're joining us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to the Hour of Mind Power. And we had a little bit of a technical problem there, but we're right back here with you. And my guest this hour is James Green. We're talking about his outstanding book, If There's One Thing I've Learned. And this is about 87 different individuals whose paths crossed James, and they were able to see and feel that he was going to be able to share their story in an effective way, which he has done with this book. And by the way, we are going to be giving out the information on the website so that you can go in and you could, of course, get this at Amazon and so many of your bookstores you can get it. James, you had a story in here about a law enforcement officer, and I was so impressed with this, because this is a man who has dedicated his life to law enforcement, which is one of the most difficult professions, I think, that anybody can go through.
Absolutely.
Because it's so negative all the time. I mean, don't encounter many nice people when you're a police officer. You just don't. His story was very, very special because he had an attitude. Tell us about his attitude.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about somebody learning from the school of hard knocks, right? I believe he started off the interview by telling me that never leave a job because of a boss, and never take a job because of a boss. That's the story you're talking about, right, Donna?
Yes, but
and
also because he said that you're going to have to really open your eyes to that you either are going to have the life you want or the life you don't want.
Right. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. There's two police officers. I'm doing that to you again, Donna.
Yeah.
This epiphany.
Kemp. This is an Anthony. Anthony was your retired officer.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so this is the guy, the young guy. He's 38 years of age.
Right, and so I interviewed him, and he said that he had kind of a real awakening when he did 2 years in college, didn't think he did that well, dropped out, and he got into a job he didn't really like, and he was kind of shuffling his feet, and all he saw were people around him complaining bitterly about their lives and their jobs, and he kind of woke up and said, wow, you know, if I don't change anything, I'm just going to be them. You know, in 10 years, in 15 years, I'll be that person shuffling along with a scowl on my face. And so he said, gee, all right, well, what do I want to do? All right, well, I don't know, but let me finish that college degree. And then, okay, maybe I'll take the test to join the police. And he figured out that the little decisions you make give you the life that you end up with. And for him, he noticed early on that, hey, okay, this is what I don't want. And so I'm hoping that his story can help wake people up and make you realize, hey, you can look around and say, hey, this isn't what I want, and maybe act on it.
Now let's go to the other end of the spectrum, and that's with a 74-year-old officer, Anthony. And you had a Christmas morning story, and I know this isn't Christmas, but he was an officer with an attitude, too. And I really like the two different sides that you present here of two professionals, that what they went through. And it was about racial bias. I really liked his story.
I did, too. And it was kind of touching, because I interviewed him outdoors, actually. He worked, he was working outside, and I had to follow him through like 6 inches of snow walking around conducting this interview. So he's a very hale guy, very good shape, you know. And he told me that, you know, in the neighborhood he grew up in as a kid, I think it was in the Bronx, everybody hated black people. You know, he was a white kid, and and he didn't know any black people, but he hated them anyway, because that's who he was. And when he got on the police force in New York City, the guys who sort of showed him the ropes were guys who, African-American guys who had already been through World War II, who had maybe 8 or 10 years on the job. And he then was in awe of these guys. You know, he worshipped them. And they also did a lot of great stuff in black neighborhoods, helped a lot of people. And he helped deliver a baby one night in the Bronx in a black neighborhood. And the way that those folks treated him, the nice African-American ladies, and how they were making him feel better, because he was really upset. It's the first time he had ever delivered a baby. He was a rookie. And he said, gee, you know, these ladies could be ladies in my family, you know, and maybe everybody is the same. And as corny as it is, Donna, it was a very, very powerful thing for him, and it changed the rest of his life.
Yes, and what I thought was so very special about it was when they were showing him how you dealt with a newborn baby, and he was just an absolute mess. I mean, he's going, nobody taught me this in police school.
That's right.
These are very real stories. These are stories about people and their experiences, and it can touch your heart and mind in such a very special way. Now, there was one of the 87 that I really liked, and it was called A Whisper in a Dark Continent. And it was about the gal that lived with the gorillas.
Well, actually, that was my particular story in the book, Donna. It was about a trip that I took to Africa.
Boy, did I make a mistake there. Okay.
No, that's all right. It was right on the heels of the story I told you about when I read that article about the guy who, you know, deeply was moved by the regrets of his older, you know, relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, you know, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid to travel. I want to, but I'm afraid. So I began saving my money, and it took a year and a half. But then I went to Africa, and it scared me to death, but I had the time of my life. And I felt so blessed to have been shaken like that, to have that fear push me and make me realize that I better get running because the starter's pistol, you know, has been fired already. And it was one of the most extraordinary things that have ever happened to me.
And with that, when you were able to come back from that, you found that you didn't have the fear anymore.
Right. Well, it's just one little step, right? It's kind of like everybody thinks that somebody like maybe Tom Cruise is successful overnight. He just woke up one morning and boom, he's a success.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm, I guess, still hanging on to some fears from the old days. It's just that I've decided that I'm going to take little steps. I've been doing this ever since, I guess, I was about 22 or 23. Little steps every day to try to just do a little better, you know, to overcome maybe a fear of talking to strangers or whatever. And that's what it meant to me, is that I could do it. Came home from that trip and I said, you know what, I can do it. I can conquer more fears if I just put my mind to it.
Well, I think we all travel a journey very much like you've traveled. I think it's wonderful that you've taken the time to take these stories that people have so generously shared with you and put them into this one book, If There's One Thing I've Learned, How to Seize Your Once-in-a-Lifetime Chance to Get It Right. The author is James Green, and if you wanted to find out about James Green's book and more information about him, go to soundviewpublishing.com. That's soundviewpublishing.com. And James, I know we're just about out of time for the interview here, but I would like to ask you, what kind of a message would you like to leave my listeners with this today?
Well, I think that the most important thing that I learned from talking to all these different people is that, you know, time passes. Time goes by, and all of us always think that we have forever, whether it's we have enough time to learn Spanish or make amends with our brother or to go back to school. And the truth is that we don't. None of us do. We only have today. And so try to figure out what it is that makes you happy and do your best to chase it down and listen to what other people have to tell you about the road ahead, because it's helpful.
Yes, it is. I know many times it's made a difference in my life. And I think you have so many stories in here that just touch the heart, the mind, and spirit. And it's the type of book you can curl up with like a good friend, add it to a library, and whenever you need it, you can go and pick it out and keep company with some pretty, pretty special people, very nice people that are you're out doing the best in life, just like we all are trying to do. Thank you, James, for being my guest. It's been an absolute delight having you on the show.
Well, thanks, Don, and that's high praise about my book. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. This is Donna Sebo. This is An Hour of Mind Power. It's my pleasure to share this time with you. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, phone lines will be open again. My guest this afternoon has been James Green. If there's one thing I've learned, and this is about 87 extraordinary people, people just like you and like me, they're extraordinary because they were willing to share their story with Jim, and he put it down. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. This is An Hour of Mind Power, and we're going to be sharing a lot of things with you. Also, the telephone lines are now open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And all you need to do is call us at our toll-free numbers. Now, our international toll-free number, you can call in from anywhere in the world, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or our toll-free number, the toll-free number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Now, I wanted to share a couple of things that were sent to me via email. And by the way, if you'd like to send me any information, if you have a special story, a joke, whatever you'd like to do, just go ahead and send me an email to donna@delphiinternational.com. I always enjoy hearing from listeners, and it's my pleasure to be able to share much of the information that I get. In fact, I received this email this weekend from Joan, and it was about women and heart attacks. Now, women, for some reason, don't ask me why we've started to do this, but apparently we have become more and more prone, because of the areas of stress that we've entered into, to experiencing heart attacks. And this is some information that Joan sent along, that she said, Donna, I really think this would be good to share with your listeners. I agree with her. And so let me give you the information on heart attack procedure. Now, this is very important because we pretty much have a good idea about guys when they go to have heart attacks. Well, women physiologically respond differently. And it's only been a recent level of awareness where this has been coming out more and more, that women may have different things going on in the body, and the signals are different, and they're not even really aware that they're having a heart attack. So this is very important information. Now, this is the information Joan sent me. Women should know that not every heart attack symptom is going to be the left arm hurting. Beware of intense pain in the jawline. You may never have the first chest pain during the course of a heart attack, and nausea and intense sweating are also common symptoms. Now, 60% of people who have had a heart attack while they are asleep do not wake up, and pain in the jaw can wake you from a sound sleep, and you need to be careful and be aware, because the more you are consciously aware, the better chance you can survive. This is so true. My husband had a major heart attack 20 years ago. And this was something that was incredibly important, and he was very aware of symptoms. So when the paramedics came, he was the one that was telling them what was going on with him. And they didn't really believe him, but it was true, and he was in the throes of a heart attack. Now, a cardiologist says if everyone who hears this information shares it with at least 10 other people, you can almost be guaranteed you're going to save a life. So be aware of this. And this is what the email said. It said, let's say at 6:15 p.m. and you're driving home, suddenly you start experiencing severe pain in your chest that starts to radiate out into your arm and up into your jaw. You were only about 5 miles from the hospital nearest your home. Unfortunately, you don't know if you'll be able to make it that far. You've been trained in CPR, but the guy that taught the course did not tell you how to perform it on yourself. So if you find yourself having a heart attack when you're alone, this is what you need to be aware of. When they suffer a heart attack, a lone person without help, the person whose heart is beating improperly and who begins to feel faint has about 10 seconds left before losing consciousness. However, these victims can help themselves by coughing repeatedly and very vigorously. A deep breath should be taken before each cough, deep and prolonged, as when you might have a deep cold and you're coughing to get the stuff up and out of your chest. So a breath and a cough must be repeated about every 2 seconds without let up until help arrives or until the heart is felt to be beating normally again. Deep breaths get oxygen into the lungs, and coughing movements squeeze the heart and keep the blood circulating. The squeezing pressure on the heart also helps it to regain its normal rhythm. And in this way, heart attack victims can get to a hospital. So it's important we are aware of this. And I want to thank Joan for sending this to us because it does make a difference. That is so very, very important. It does make a difference. So your health is important, and we want you around, so be sure that you just take that in mind. Okay, now, I wanted to again say if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I am a psychic, and I love to share with people my mental skills. All I'll need from you is your first name or your initial, and you can call me at 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And then what I'll do is give you my mental impressions, and after that, you're welcome to ask me anything that you like. Now, I have a couple of wonderful recipes here, and they're real simple recipes, and these were sent to me by Cynthia. And Cynthia loves dishes that can be fixed quickly, so I've got here chocolate caramel nut bars, and there's a fun story that goes with that one, and also an artichoke chili dip. It's really, really easy. So get those pads of paper and pens handy and just be prepared because I'll be giving that information to you shortly. There is a person, and I'm sharing this with you because I wanted you to know about someone else thinking along the same lines that the author that we had on today, James Green. They felt very similarly about James and his purpose behind his book. And we don't know who this author was, but this is what they wrote. You must understand yourself enough to know what you want in life and what desires you believe are worthwhile for your future. You need to depend upon yourself and your talents. Appreciate others for their personal skills and abilities, but always continue to focus on your own strengths and energies. Life is much too short to spend it worrying about somebody else's accomplishments or expecting someone else to be responsible for making your life better. If you have dreams, then you have a purpose. You have something to believe in and work towards obtaining. Dedicate yourself to yourself. Promise yourself a life filled with love, and then whatever roads you travel will be the roads you want them to be. There's one sentence in the lines written by this unknown author that some may say, wow, that's being selfish. And it's a sentence where the words are, they're four words. Dedicate yourself to yourself. Dedicate yourself to yourself. That took me a long time to learn. When we are really with integrity about what we really want to do, who we are, and sometimes it takes us a while to discover that, and we are involved in that, and we don't worry about what somebody else over here is accomplishing or how many millions they're making or how poor they are or this, that, or the other, but we focus on being the best we possibly can be right in the moment. And James is so right. This is what we have. is today. This is the moment. This is the moment. It's good to plan for the future. I plan for the future. I look at a lot of things. But you know, one of the particulars about life that I find so intriguing is all the plans in the world may suddenly disappear in the split second of a split second. And you'll be sitting there and you'll go, oh my, all of my plans just seem to evaporate. Life has a way of presenting us with challenges that give us an opportunity to stretch ourselves, that give us an opportunity to reach out for what we want. And it may come in a guise that we don't particularly like. Sometimes we have to let go of things that we passionately love. And we'll find, well, there's something else that will be there. We might have possessions like the people that went through the experience of Hurricane Katrina. They had all kinds of parts of their life just totally gone. Just totally gone. The home, family, everything. Gone. So what do you do? Well, we honestly don't know exactly what we would do until the circumstance reaches into our life experience. But there's been so many times in my own life where I have found I have absolutely been in a dead zone. And I look at it and I look around and I go, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How can I resolve this? And for some reason, I don't know why, but there always seems to be either a television program, a person, a book, something that seems to come my way that'll say, try this route, try that route. Don't be afraid of change. And I think so often we have a duality in ourselves that we are at war with. But if we can be appreciative of who we are and the talents we have, not unlike the woman who in her 60s, instead of calling herself ugly, said, I'm attractive. I can be attractive. I'm going to do things for myself. And you know what? What happened to her was so many years before, her mother had turned to her and said, you're ugly. Nobody's ever going to want you. What a horrible thing to say. But people can be cruel. And that is what she carried in her mind. And until she changed what was in her mind, she couldn't make a difference about her life. So when she changed her mind, she changed her life. So remember, you need to be able to depend on yourself. You need to be able to respect yourself, enjoy yourself, like yourself. It'll make all the difference in the world. Because then, whether you are a person that washes dishes in a restaurant or manages millions for a Fortune 500 company, doesn't make any difference. You'll take pride in who you are and in what you do. And you'll always be seen as that exceptional person that's making a mark in life in your own way and in your own time. And I think that that is the biggest challenge, because too often we seem to think that we've got to dress our lives and our attitudes and our actions as other people have lived them. And that's not the case, not the case at all. So remember, promise yourself a life filled with love, and then whatever road you travel, it's not just going to be one. It'll be multiple roads you travel. They will be the roads you want them to be. Whoever that author was, they were very, very wise. This is Donna Sebo. I want to let you know about guests that are going to be coming up this week. We have Feather Foster that's going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the First Ladies of the USA. The title of her wonderful book is Ladies, A Conjecture of Personalities. This is just a delightful, delightful book. And we're going to have Feather on the air with us. My guest, who is going to be on Wednesday, he has been called out of town, so we're going to have a surprise guest that I will be announcing that day. And then if you are an animal lover and if you have dogs and just absolutely couldn't live without them, as I know so many of you do, you're not going to want to miss John Clifton, because we're going to be talking about Sparky. This is a little terrier that overcame cancer. And then Anna Maravellis, we're going to be talking about how to overcome the workplace conflict. Have you got a job? Sometimes you just feel like you don't know how you're going to handle the situation because it's very upsetting. Well, we'll find out from Anna on Friday exactly what to do. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll share a couple of recipes with you. And if you'd like for me to light up your intuitive life with some insight, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. This is an hour of mind power, and telephone lines are open. You can give me a buzz at 877-876-5227, which is our international number. No matter where you are in the world, you're going to be able to call into this number, or 888-268-4313. And I understand we have a caller on the line. Hello. Well, I guess we don't have the caller, so what I will do, I will just go ahead and I will share with you something happened to that.
Your
connection.
Caller is online.
This is a set of recipes, and I say a set. It's two different sets, and I'm hearing some noise in the background.
Yeah, your caller's online.
Oh, great, wonderful.
That.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Donna. This is Mary Ellen speaking.
Well, hello, Mary Ellen. How are you?
Congratulations on your show. I've been listening.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it.
Yes. I don't cook, so I'm ignoring that part, but I like all the rest.
Well, fair enough. Okay, did you want me to give you some mental impressions?
I'd love it.
All right, let's go for it. First of all, you have two women that you are going to be interacting with. These are strangers, and this is in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Each of these women will be experiencing some very unique circumstances. One is a woman that I would say is in her late 30s, between 38 and 42 actually in age. And she is going through some major physical problems, and there is a multitude of issues, emotional issues that she has had to deal with very, very hard on her, very, very hard. And so she's not talking about these things. For some reason, she will open up to you. It is very important that you be a good listener, but don't absorb it, because you'll end up feeling so exhausted and so wiped out afterwards and just really totally depleted. So you have to be thoughtful of yourself and your own well-being. The other individual seems to be a woman that is in her 60s. I'm looking at the number 64. When I am looking at her, she has some problems, some dental problems, and I think there are some nutritional problems that she is experiencing that she's not addressing, and this is all linking with the difficulties in the mouth. You've got people, and I don't know where they're coming from, but it's as if they're coming out of the woodwork over the next 2 to 3 months with physical ailments. And you're going to say, gee, I wonder if I should have gone into the medical profession. It just seems like everybody I'm coming in contact with are having these problems, each of them very different. And again, I want to say be wise, be a good listener, because you may have some information you can share with them about people they can see or places to go to for information. But you must be very aware that you don't allow yourself to be so open that you ingest, energy-wise, what they are just trying to get rid of themselves. So you have to be really prudent. Also, what I'm looking at is 4 different trips coming up over the next 2 to 3 months. They're short trips. They're not real long trips. But each one, there's a motive on your part behind each one. You've got something in particular that you're wanting to accomplish, something in particular you're wanting to do. So you've got a pretty busy schedule. You're not going to be sitting at home and sipping mint juleps, not at all. And you need to remember to get your rest, because you are going to be putting out a great deal of energy, and sometimes getting rest is not necessarily sleeping, but it might be just having quiet time. So you need to have that around in your environment, because it'll make a great deal of difference. What's your question for me today?
Well, my question was, with my job, my volunteer job doing the Angels and Miracles newsletter, do you see anything evolving from that?
Yes. Now, what's going to happen is you are going to be making an application. I'm looking at 1, 2 newspapers and 5 different magazines. Now, what I would suggest you do is this. Try to contact first by phone and ask, who is the decision maker that I would be in touch with relative to submitting a column on a regular basis?
Okay.
And if you do that, you'll cut to the bare bone. That's going to enable you to really find out what you need to find out. Then what you need to do is ask about someone that might mentor you. Now, this is going to sound a little strange, but if you find that you have a real good camaraderie, or I want to say rapport, with a person that you talk with, just be very candid. Say, I would love to be able to do something like this. How would you recommend I go about it? Or do you know of any publications that might be interested in it? And I believe that there are going to be 2 magazines, not newspapers, but magazines. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't contact the newspapers. But I think what you're going to find is that there might be a recommendation about a type of format for what you want to do. Not something really extremely detailed, but it's like little personal stories and very short, sweet, and to the point. And I think that there is going to be, for a newspaper, something like that that would be very popular, and I think that's going to be in your local area.
Okay. So I appreciate that. That's what I'm working on. And it's so funny, I just got a application form from the city hall, and I put my job description in there in big, bold print, so that might be something some of your readers can do, too, to help manifest their job.
Oh, that's a very good suggestion.
You could take any application form from McDonald's and just put in whatever your dream job is in there, and then I posted it right to the computer screen. So I look at it all the time, and I feel I'm working in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And I do think, though, that there's another venue that you need to check out, and that is go to a local junior college and also any colleges that might. Where are you calling in from, by the way?
I'm calling from the Eugene, Oregon area.
All right, in Eugene, that's a college town. So I would just go into the college or give them a call and say, who's in charge of the journalism department? And talk to the people that are the trainers for those people that want to do what you want to do. And ask them about what they would recommend in a format. Get some feedback from some people who are directly involved. And I think what you're going to find is that you're going to come up with a format that's going to be very short, very concise, that would be easy to set up on a weekly basis. And it would be very, very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you would have a P.O. box, and I think the response that you would get would just be terrific.
Thank you.
Absolutely terrific.
I've always felt that, you know, but you never know when you're going to be an overnight success.
Absolutely, but remember, those overnight successes typically come with a lot of steps and a lot of hard work.
You've worn the heels down in your shoes trying to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Donna.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling in, Mary Ellen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Donna Sebo here, and I know we're coming close to being out of time, so I won't be able to take any more calls. Now, remember, during this hour every day, 3 to 4 in the afternoon, and this is Pacific time, and you can call in and be a part of the show, and I'm happy to share with you just like I did with Mary Ellen. We have a new international number. No matter where you are in the world, you can call in 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. You know, I'm going to have to hold these recipes off. I promised Cynthia I would share them, and they are good recipes, easy ones. And though Mary Ellen isn't the cook, I know a lot of people out there are. So we'll be sharing these perhaps tomorrow. And I know we've got to take time, we've got a break, and we're going to be back tomorrow. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo with the Hour of Mind Power. I'm so glad you were able to share this time with us. And I thank the staff at BBS Radio for making this programming possible. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a magnificent day. You know, this is your life. Live it. Enjoy it. Be in the now. This is the best you have right at the moment. Go for the gold. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.